Good evening. This is Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in Pleasantville and La Romaine in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to a reflection on this fourth Sunday after Pentecost. We use the readings for Proper 8, Year A. The readings for today, Jeremiah 28, 5 to 9, Psalm 13, Romans 6, 12 to 23, and Matthew 10, 40 to 42. Let us pray. The Lord is here and we will praise Him. The Lord is here and we will worship Him. The Lord is here and we will trust Him. The Lord is here and we will honor Him. The Lord is here and He has called us to give Him all the glory. Amen. Lord, we do not come as guests, but as members of Your family. We do not come in fear, but with joy and thanksgiving. We do not come alone, but with all Your people of every age and in every place. Lord, we come as Your family, for You are our Heavenly Father, and Christ our brother, our Savior, and Lord. Amen. Lord, we know that You are with us everywhere, every day. But You have promised that when Your people gather for worship, You will be in the midst of them. We claim Your presence and we seek Your power. We come as the poor and needy into the presence of their King. We come as the weak and uncertain have always come, longing for Your protection and mercy. Lord, may we experience the joy of Your service, the liberation of Your forgiveness, and the extravagance of Your love. We pray that Your Spirit might fill us up and send us out, so that all the world might know that there is no God like You, no other God beside You, and come to worship You in Jesus' name. Amen.
To our King.
We will pray the collect for Proper 8, followed by the collect for St. Peter and St. Paul, whose feast day is tomorrow, and then we have our parish prayer. Let us pray. Almighty God, you have built your church upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Grant us to be joined together in unity of spirit by their teachings, that we may be made a holy temple, acceptable to you, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Almighty God, your blessed apostles, Peter and Paul, glorified you by their martyrdom. Grant that your church, instructed by their teaching and example, and knit together in unity by your Spirit, may ever stand firm upon the one foundation, which is Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And our parish prayer. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, Who Wants to be a Slave? Who wants to be a slave? In the light of the recent events in the United States of America and around the world, following the death of George Floyd, the plight of African Americans have once more come to the fore. While many of them can be described as successful, in the vast majority of cases, they live in the worst neighborhoods in the inner cities. They receive lower wages than their white counterparts. As a result, their standard of living is very low. They suffer from chronic diseases. Hypertension and diabetes are rampant in the black population. In the recent past, it is known that they have a high risk of contracting and dying from the coronavirus and other viruses. All of these situations in the United States can be traced back to slavery and the fact that the dark people from the dark continent were considered to be less than human. Remember apartheid in South Africa? The slaves were brought to the colonies to work on the plantations and were considered property to be bought and sold, beaten and abused. In that scenario, I ask you today, who wants to be a slave? I am sure to the last person, we will all say no. Slavery is an abomination. Slavery is evil. Slavery is inhuman. It should not be encouraged. It should not take place among any people. At this time, some folks are expressing their disgust for slavery by pulling down statues and memorials that have been erected in the honor of persons who in the past have engaged in this inhuman activity. Slavery is bad. Slavery should be avoided at all costs. Because it involves being controlled by an outside force or presence. It involves domination of the slave by the master. Slavery involves the loss of freedom which should be valued by all and is the right of all. All of this, of course, refers to physical slavery. It was the late Bob Marley in his well-known Redemption song, as he echoed the words of Marcus Garvey, who reminded us that we could be physically free, but still be mental and emotional slaves. Bob Marley expressed it this way: "Emancipate yourself from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds." We can be physically free, but still be mental slaves. Slaves in the way we think and act. The well-known author and theologian C.S. Lewis puts it this way in his book, The Horse and His Boy. C.S. Lewis writes, "But one of the worst results of being a slave and being forced to do things is that when there is no one to force you anymore, you find that you almost lost the power of forcing yourself." We are therefore invited, under these conditions, to heed the word of St. Paul in his letter to the Romans, chapter 6, verse 16. Paul writes, "Do you not know that if you present yourself to anyone as obedient slaves, you are slaves to the one whom you obey, either to sin, which leads to death, or of obedience, which leads to righteousness?" Paul reminds us that we can make ourselves slaves. We can become slaves of sin when we allow ourselves to follow the way of the world. When we choose to follow the way of the world rather than the Word of God or the direction and guidance of the Holy Spirit, we become slaves of sin. Sin takes control of our lives. We cannot act on our own. Sin controls us. We get better at it. We fall deeper and deeper into sin, and sin separates us from God. Fortunately, like the prodigal son, we can come to our senses, a place where we yearn for the freedom from the slavery of sin, and realize that freedom from sin can only be obtained by the forgiving grace of a loving God. We have a choice. We can continue to be enslaved by sin, enjoying the temporary pleasures of the world and disregarding Paul's warning that the wages of sin is death, eternal death. Romans 6:23. Like the prodigal son, we do not have to live as slaves to sin. We can arise and go to our Heavenly Father and acknowledge that we have sinned, take responsibility for our sins, be truly sorry, have a desire to obey God's law and follow God's way, ask for forgiveness, and by the sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross, our sins will be forgiven. The hymn writer reminds us, "He died that we might be forgiven." Jesus, the Son of God, the Savior of the world, made that one full, perfect, and sufficient sacrifice for the sins of the whole world. Sins past, present, and future. So, brothers and sisters, we do not have to be slaves of sin. Christ died to free us from slavery to sin. Jesus invites us to experience true freedom. He says, "I came that you might have life and have it abundantly. John chapter 10, verse 10. By the help of this Holy Spirit, we are able to let go of the ways of the world and follow the way of God. When we are able to do this, we will experience love, joy, peace, patience, gentleness, goodness, kindness, faithfulness, and self-control, all of which will enable us in every and all circumstances to experience abundant life. Yes, we will face challenges, but with the help of God, we know that we will overcome them. Yes, we will face disappointments and failures, but we will not be perturbed because we know that God has something better for us. We will face situations in life that will cause us to weep and mourn, but we have the assurance that those who weep now will laugh, and those who mourn will be comforted. In Romans 6:22, Paul invites us to be free slaves. Yes, a contradiction, but as we become slaves of God in Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit, we will be truly free. Free from the shackles of the world, free from pride, lust, envy, hatred, anger, and the like. And we will receive sanctification, meaning we will be free from sin. We will be purified, and at the end of life, receive an unending gift, the free gift of God, eternal life in Jesus Christ, our Lord. In this life, we always have to make choices. We are called to choose every day between good and evil, between light and darkness, between true freedom and slavery, between life and death, between God and the world. I pray that as true disciples of Christ, with the help of the Holy Spirit, we will be able always to choose goodness, light, true freedom, life, and God. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Lord of light, shine on us. Lord of peace, dwell in us. Lord of might, succor us. Lord of love, enfold us. Lord of wisdom, enlighten us. Then, Lord, let us go out as your witnesses, in obedience to your command, to share the good news of your mighty love for us in the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Give to your church, O God, a bold vision and a daring charity, a refreshed wisdom and a courteous understanding, that the eternal message of your Son may be acclaimed as good news of the age, through him who makes all things new, even Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, whose blessed Son came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, we beseech you to bless all those who follow in his steps and give themselves to the service of their fellow men. Endue them with wisdom, patience, and courage, to strengthen the weak and raise up those who fall, that being inspired by your love, they may worthily minister in your name to the suffering, the friendless, and the needy, for the sake of him who laid down his life for us, the same your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. As our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. Let us pray. We pray, O God, for those enslaved today and for those still longing to be set free, for those involved in the trafficking of people and for those trapped by their poverty in dangerous and degrading conditions. We pray by your mighty power you would bring them relief. Amen. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward, save that of knowing we do your will, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And in that service, may God be above you to protect you, before you to guide you, beneath you to support you, within you to give you his peace, this day and forevermore. Amen. And as we leave you today, in the words of Canon Mark Kendall from the Diocese of the Bahamas and Turks and Caicos Islands, test positive for faith, keep distance from doubt, isolate from fear, and trust God. And may God be with you this week and give you a very productive and rewarding week. In the name of Christ, Amen.